Principle number six. Principle six, spiritual work. The desire to receive that is imprinted in our souls plays an important role. It enables us to enjoy the gift of God's goodness. The state of receiving, however, causes us to be spiritually distant from God, because receiving is opposite to God's attribute of giving. In order for us to be able to experience the gift of God's goodness in a state of union with God, our receiving needs to be elevated to a state of giving. Our spiritual work is to attain this state of giving. Spiritual work does not involve a variety of different endeavors, as many people think. Spiritual work is only a matter of transcending our desire to receive and attaining the desire to give. Everything else is only a branch rooted in this transformation. Okay, so we learned that the creation has embedded in us the desire to receive, to play the important role of being able to enjoy the gift of God's goodness. But we learned that our desire to receive also distances us from the source of reality, because we're opposite attributes. So this brings us to the basic foundational principle at the root of all of Kabbalah, called the Tzimtzum. And the principles here is bringing it so briefly, it's not describing the Tzimtzum in more detail, but try to say a little bit about it here. Can imagine that from the moment there is the desire of the source of reality to bestow goodness to the creation is created, and we learn that embedded in that is the desire to receive all of the goodness that wants to be bestowed to us. So we can try to imagine our universal soul, the soul that includes all of our souls, the soul of Adam and Eve, the soul of Adam and Chava, were before time and space, were the very primal moment, the beginning that comes from the desire of the source of reality to bestow goodness to a creation. There comes out the creation, our souls. Again, we're beyond time and space. This vast desire to receive that's ready and able to experience all the goodness. And we could imagine, just to try to get an idea here of the concept, that in that very moment, our soul, our universal soul, the whole creation together, is filled with all of the light of goodness, of all of that divine experience we were created to experience. And we're experiencing this boundless goodness in a place that transcends all time and space, a kind of eternal, from our way of understanding, infinite goodness and pleasure. So in that very moment of God's desire to give goodness, that goodness is already experienced. There's a vessel to receive it, the desire to receive, and it's filled with all the goodness. Now, although this moment is infinitely good, that very fact that we as creation are experiencing all of that goodness through our desire to receive it is spiritually distancing us from the source of reality. And in order that we could be able to experience all of that goodness, to receive it, but not be distant from the source of reality, so was put into effect what is called the Tzimtzum. The Tzimtzum means that all of that goodness that we're experiencing is taken away from us, so that we don't have to experience in that way of separation. And all that's left of that goodness and pleasure is a tiny, tiny nihiru de cake, micro thread of pleasure. and then is put into existence time and space, the whole reality that we find ourselves in right now. Our universal soul is fragmented to all of our billions of individual souls, which are all now going through many different lifetimes. And all that's left here in the reality that we're experiencing right now, besides our universal soul being now fragmented to all these individual billions of individual souls, the only pleasure that's left from that original pleasure is that tiny micro thread of pleasure enough to keep us alive. And now the law of the Tzimtzum that put this whole reality into effect is that we can only now experience all of that light that was taken away from us to the extent that we learn to receive it in a state of giving. Because before the Tzimtzum, we're receiving all of the goodness in a way of receiving, which is causing separation. But if there is a way that we could receive that goodness in a way of giving, then there would no longer be that separation between the source of reality and the creation. So how could we receive something in a state of giving? So we could imagine that somebody that we love very much gives us, let's say, a sweater as a present. It's a really ugly sweater. We're never going to wear it. We don't want it. We don't like it. But we love the person that's giving it to us so much that we take the sweater. Like, we receive the sweater not because we want that sweater. Never going to wear it. But we receive the sweater because we love the person that gave it to us. We're receiving it in order to give. Even though we physically receive something, that was an act of giving. Now, if the person that we love gives us something that we actually really, really like a really nice sweater, we're going to wear it every day. But our love for the person is way beyond the gift that we're given. The giver of the gift is much more important to us than the gift itself. So even though we're receiving something that we actually like and something that we'll enjoy, if the giver of the gift is more important to us than the gift, and the whole reason we're receiving it is to give pleasure to the one who's giving it to us, that's what's going on. So even though we're receiving something and enjoying it, that receiving can be an act of giving. As long as the reason that we're receiving it is because the giver wants to give it, then that receiving is an act of giving. It's called receiving in order to give. So if we can reach a place where we can receive all of that infinite, boundless goodness that we were created to experience, if we could receive that not just to serve our own self-interest, to serve our desire to receive, but if we could receive it in a state of giving, where the giver is more important to us than the gift, we're receiving the goodness only because the source of reality wants to give it to us. So then that receiving would no longer entail a separation between the creator and the creation. We'd be in a state of union. The source of reality would be purely giving, and our receiving of the goodness would also be in a state of giving. So even though us as creation would be receiving, that receiving would be in the state of giving. So we'd have a situation where the creation is receiving all the infinite goodness we're here to experience, but there wouldn't be that separation of the source of reality giving and the creation receiving. So we learned that this law of the Tzimtzum took away that initial state, took away the goodness that we were receiving only in order to serve ourselves, leaving us now in a reality that is only a micro thread of pleasures, enough to keep us alive. until we learn how to be able to receive that goodness in a state of giving. The law of the Tzimtzum means that only to the extent that we learn to receive the goodness in the state of giving will we experience it. Otherwise, it's hidden from us. So what we're actually going through now in this whole reality is we're learning more and more and more how to be able to experience the original gift of goodness that we're here to experience, but to receive it in the ultimate way. Not in a way where the source reality is like bestowing love to us and we're just taking the love, but rather to reach a situation where the source of reality is bestowing love to us and we're loving back. The most ultimate, beautiful way to experience the gift, where the giver of the gift is more important to us than the gift, where our enjoyment is in the giver of the gift itself. Our enjoyment is in the experience of the source of reality itself. Because in this case, no matter how big and magnificent the gift is, the giver of the gift is so much more. So just laid out the basic concept of Tzimtzum in a few words here, but I think we talk about it more. So we're in the middle of Principle 6. Maybe we'll end here for now, and next time continue with Principle 6 some more.